Masechtas Trumas, Perek Yud Aleph, Mishnah Gimel. Ein Eisen Tamarim Dvash. A person cannot make dates into honey to press the dates to get the liquid to come out. V'loy tepuchim yayin, and he can't make from the apples apple cider. V'loy sezvanias chemetz, he can't take the winter grapes and make it into vinegar. U'shaar kol haperis, ein mishanan eisen mebriyasen, and all other fruit, he cannot change them from their natural state by making fruit juice out of them. B'truma uber meiser sheni, by truma and meiser sheni produce. So the Mishnah is teaching us that when it comes to truma and meiser sheni, that he has to treat these things properly. He can't damage or waste these things. He cannot go and take what's a food and turn it into a liquid, a mashka, a drink. He cannot go and make fruit juice out of them. That's considered, in a sense, destroying the fruit. Ela zesim anavim bavad, with the exception of olives and grapes, these a person could squeeze for the juice and make olive oil and wine. The Rav says because the Torah specifies specifically kol chelav yitzar v'kol chelav tirish, and mentions wine and oil regarding what you can give for truma, and it gives a chashivus, an importance to these liquids specifically, the oil and the wine. But all other juices are not don't have the same status. They're considered lower status to the actual food itself, and it's mistreating the truma and meiser sheni to make fruit juice. The Mishnah continues with several other differences between other fruit juices and oil and wine. Ein seifkin arba'im mishum arla. A person does not get malchus. Seifkin arba'im, to get 40 lashes, mishum arla, for arla. Arla is the first 3 years of fruit from a tree that grow are arla, and they're forbidden to eat. And someone who eats from them, they get malchus. It's a loisase, it's a lav, a negative commandment in the Torah, and they get malchus for eating arla. But regarding the fruit juices, someone who drinks fruit juices from arla fruit, Ein seifkin arba'im mishum arla. He doesn't get malchus. He doesn't get 40 lashes for the arla. Ela hayetzim min azesim min anavim. With an exception of the juice from olives and grapes of arla, if he drinks that, then he will get malchus. That's considered the same status as the fruit itself. Another difference: ein mevin bikurim mashkim. One does not bring bikurim, which is the first fruits that he has to bring up to the base of Mikdash. He can't bring that from the juice. He can't bring up fruit juice. Ela hayetzim min azesim min anavim, with the exception of juice from olives and grapes, that could be brought up. The oil and the wine could be brought up for his application of bikurim. Ve'ein matame mishem mashka, and all other fruit juices don't have the halachas of tame mashka, of liquids that have their special halachas regarding tumma, to acquire and transfer tumma. Ela hayetzim min azesim min anavim, with the exception of olive oil and wine, and this is like we mentioned in the previous Mishnah, that Chazal taught there are seven liquids that have the halachas of Tumei Mashkin, and fruit juices are not included, with the exception of oil and wine. V'ein makriven al gabe hamizbeach, and we do not bring any other fruit juices as a carbon on the mizbeach, al hayetzim nazesim min anavim, with the exception of olive oil and wine are brought on the mizbech. Mishnah Dalet. So we mentioned that one cannot waste the fruit itself. However, inedible parts of the fruit, such as the stem, the branches, and the seeds, the inedible parts don't have this truma status, and they could be thrown out, and there's no problem throwing them out. However, Mishnah Dalet gives an exception. Uktzei te'enim, the stems of figs, ugregrus, and dried figs, v'akhlisim, which are another type of figs, v'cheruvim, and carobs, shal truma, of truma. All these things, these different types of figs and carobs, the stems of them, of truma, asurim lazarim, they're forbidden to a non-kayin, and that is because, although generally stems are not edible and don't have kedushas truma, but over here, the stem on the figs and the carob are soft enough and are regularly eaten, and therefore, they do have kedushas truma along with the fruit itself.